This is GQDN for birthday time, December 2nd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. Audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Go check it out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some sales going on. We got some thanking going on there as well. And we're going to Rumorville. Here we go. But this isn't the rumor. Engadget.com did state that Intel's CEO, Pat Gelsinger, has retired. So he spent 40 years at the company and spent 4 years as the head of the company. But yesterday, he left both posts and positions on the board of directors. So now the board is now committed to a search to, quote, diligently and expeditiously, end quote, to find a new CEO. Now, for the meantime, Michelle Johnston, Hothas, and David Sinzer will serve as the interim CEOs of the entire company while a search is going on. But what will this mean for the chip maker? We shall see. Now let's get to software. Because Kotaku.com did say that GOG will have some games removed from it. But what games, you say? It is Blizzard Entertainment, because Blizzard is delisting Warcraft 1 and 2 from GOG. Now note, those games were not on Steam. They're only on the Battle.net PC. But since they were on GOG, they have been taken, or they will be taken down. GOG, which is short for Good Old Games, is owned by CD Projekt Red. And since they had some of the early classics, Resident Evil, Diablo, Warcraft 1 and 2, they did put those classics up online. Now, they're going to be off it. So GOG did have a quote. Once a game joins the program, we pledge to maintain its compatibility, even if it gets delisted from the store. This means the owners of those titles can still expect a seamless experience and tech support for those titles. This also considers potential changes in Windows operating system that may impact games' playability. Now, they are currently giving a $2 discount to anyone who buys the classic versions before they are delisted, and they were delisted by the publisher's request. Now, this article that I am looking at does not have anything, quotes or otherwise, as a reason why Blizzard Entertainment decided to take those games off of GOG. But we shall see what happens if anything goes forward. Now, one game is going forward. According to GamesRadar, it's Marvel Rivals. And they're going to add some more characters to it. And that'll be 5 more characters, which will bring the number up to 33 heroes. Now, they're just reporting what Eurogamer did say, and that the new Marvel's Rivals launch trailer did confirm the addition of Black Widow, Iron Fist, Squirrel Girl, Wolverine, and Cloak and Dagger as one character. Cloak and Dagger as one. Now, Marvel and NetEase did not confirm the roles for all of them, but expect that Iron Fist and Squirrel Girl will be duelists. That's according to GamesRadar. And we shall see what happens with the others, such as Wolverine. But some fans do have some problems with it already because there may be too many duelists. So we shall see what happened. Now, PushSquare.com did say that PlayStation did thank a lot of people. And that's with the 30th anniversary montage. And that's up on YouTube. And it is this week that PlayStation is now 30 years old. Makes sense. I'll tell you probably why, if this is, which is not this week, but we'll see. And some of the footage of the video did have some choice words on the PlayStation as a platform. And the words are, quote, love, friendship, family, justice, fear, and infamy. So that's a big video. If you're a PlayStation fan, can go take a look at it. Push Square did post it. Speaking of PlayStation, if you load up your home screen, you could have something customizable, according to Push Square, because the home screen will have some themed 30th anniversary. And you could put a whole bunch of different stuff on games, titles, current games, past games, different loadouts, maybe even one of the older systems. Well, that's good. But Xbox says, hey, wait a minute, because we got a dashboard to show off too. According to Xbox.com, one of the engineers did show off the console dashboard with the Cosmic Sans font. So they just updated the font, and it's all over the home screen. And that's because Eden Marie went to Twitter and said, take a look at this. So do you think the fonts will stay there? Let me know at Joe Brum's Twitter or Blue Sky. I'm on both. Now, we're going to Rumorville. Nintendo Switch 2 Joy-Con pictures were leaked, and people got to see a new look at the controller. There you go, Gullivan. So the new pictures were shared by Bilibili, and they did highlight some of the differences between the current controller, which you'd have to look hard to see the differences between the two. So, oh boy, and you know what can play it on it if it comes out in time. Dun, 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 dun. Yep, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle had a DLC teased by a developer. And that's good old Bethesda via DualShockers.com, because the lead narrative designer, Tommy Torsenbork, did speak with Game Rant, and it did give a hint as to what the DLC contained. Because at some point, you're going to go through the Vatican. And Bork did say, slip players should watch for any hints for the upcoming. Here's what he said, quote, the only thing I can say there is that we will explore some of the myths that you learn about the Vatican and find out more about the hidden story of Rome. It's going to be an exciting, adventure worthy of Indy. Sorry. We'll see. Now we get some sales. But if you're into Cyber Monday, you might want to get on it right now. Games Radar's got the next two stories, and there's some PC deals. Save some money. One is the Illumi, which is $500 off. It's $700 at Newegg. It was $1,200. iPi Bower, which is at $700. It was $800, and that was at Best Buy. The HP Omen 35L, which was $1,500, now is at $1,000 at Best Buy. The ABS Cyclone Aqua game, which was $1,700, now $1,100. The Ion Tanto Gaming Desktop, which was $1,600 and is now $1,200 at new. The Corsair Vengeance i7400 Gaming PC, which was $2,300, is now $1,900 at Amazon. The ABS K's Ruby was $2,400, and right now a new egg, $1,950. The last one is the Skytech King 95 Gaming. $2,300 was the original price. The sale price right now on new today, $1,980. Of course, there are other we get out of peak good hookup, such as headphones. There's a couple pairs here from SteelSeries. Arctis Nova Pro Wireless, which is $206 right now at Amazon. Newegg's got some headphones for the Arctis Nova, $260 at Newegg, $270 at Amazon, and $280 at Best Buy. You might want to get on that. But if you got a PlayStation, there's some 30th anniversary games on sale right now. List very, very long. PlayStationLifestyle.net. So if you want to see the whole list, get on your PlayStation. Go get it done. Take a look. We'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, people, go play some games. Bye for now.